there's a new label for consumers wanting to purchase grass-fed meat. Hello, I'm Julie Harker with Healthy Living on Brownfield. Andrew Gunther, Program Director of Animal Welfare Approved, says they wanted to give consumers assurances they might not get otherwise.
We're focused on farmers on pasture and range across the United States, farming in a very specific way. So they're farming in an animal-centric way on pasture and range. And some of our farmers wanted to differentiate themselves in the marketplace and be able to reassure the consumer that the animals that they were producing were only fed a diet of grass or forages.
He says their certified grass-fed label goes beyond USDA standards for grass-fed meat.
What we've done with the AWA grass-fed seal is we've added in animal treatment. We've added in a third-party audit. So this is slightly different. The USDA seal is an affidavit-based claim, and in order to use the AWA grass-fed certification, you actually have to be physically audited for compliance with the standards.
While grass-fed animals produce a leaner meat than grain-fed, grass-fed is not nutritionally superior. But Gunther says it is the environmentally sensitive practices used that attracts many consumers. Water and the Future of Animal Agriculture, March 23rd through 26th in Indianapolis, Indiana. Visit animalagriculture.org to register today or for more details. I'm Julie Harker with Healthy Living on Brownfield.